Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Glazer dictating an endoscopy report on Erich Herbacek, date of birth 1/25/1954. Date of procedure is December 15, 2023. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Glazer. Your referring physician is Dr. Maria D. Leon. Procedure performed is esophagogastroduodenoscopy with biopsies and colonoscopy with cold smear and cold biopsy polypectomy as well as cold biopsies. Indication is Barrett's history, comma, colon cancer screening, comma, personal history of colon polyps. Description, procedure, informed consent of the team, period, possible complications of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug interactions, as well as a possibility of missing lesion, such as a malignancy, well explained to the patient, period. The patient was brought to the anesthesia suite, placed in a lateral position, stage for anesthesia services, monitoring anesthesia care, period. While lubricated, limpus video gastroscope was introduced into the esophagus and managed under direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum, period, careful examination made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum, symmetry, junction, esophagus, period, rest, reflux, use, obtained cardio, period, air suction from the stomach. Before withdrawal of the skull, period, patient was then turned around in left lateral position, period, a digital rectal exam is normal, period, a well-lubricated limbus video colonoscope, introduced into the rectum and advanced into direct vision to the cecum, under direct vision to the furthest extent, which was likely the hepatic flexure, period. Careful examination is made of the hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, and the rectum as best that I could, period. The Boston Bowel Prep score was poor. Sorry, delete that last question of the Boston Bowel Prep. I just say bowel prep was poor, period. The patient had a procedure well without any complications, period. It is important to note that the patient colonoscopy was very technically difficult due to his extremely distended, extremely protuberant abdomen, comma with diastasis recti, period. There was a significant amount of pressure and counterpressure applied to try to advance past the hepatic flexure, but this was but I was unable to get past this point, period. In addition, the prep was inadequate for a good visualization, period. Findings at upper endoscopy, the proximal and mid-esophagus were unremarkable, period. The Z-line was irregular. With an approximately 2 centimeter segment of Barrett's esophagus, comma, biopsies were obtained at 41 centimeters and at 39 centimeters from the bite block in all four quadrants. For evaluation, there was no nodularity seen, but there was evidence of multiple islands of salmon-colored mucosa, period. There was a gastric body nodule. It was approximately 1 centimeter in size, noted on the lesser curvature. Biopsies were obtained bite on bite in this area, and surprisingly, the nodule flattened out, period. There was evidence of patchy gastric erythema. Biopsies were obtained in the antrum body separately for histology. Next line. There was a prominent periampullary area that was biopsied for histology. Next line. Otherwise, the duodenum to D2 was unremarkable. sorry, delete the drawdown to D2 is unremarkable. Also note that there was a small area of erythema noted in D2 that was biopsied for histology. Next line. Otherwise unremarkable duodenal mucosa to D2. Next line. At colonoscopy, next line. Poor prep, next line. This is a very technically difficult colonoscopy with tortuosity, looping, and diastasis recti with a protuberant abdomen, making it difficult to complete the colonoscopy period. There was a approximately 1 centimeter transverse colon polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line. There was an approximately 1 centimeter splenic flexure polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line. There was a diminutive descending colon cell polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. There was an approximately 6 millimeter sigmoid colon cell polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. There was also in another approximately 6 millimeter descending colon polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy at approximately. Next line, at approximately 40 centimeters from the anal verge, there was some erythematous mucosa. That appeared irregular and was biopsied for histology period due to the poor prep on this side. It was difficult to completely ascertain the surrounding mucosa period. The extent was likely from 37 centimeters to 40 centimeters from the anal verge. Period biopsies were obtained for histology. Next line, plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line. We'll follow up pathology from the periampullary region, D2, and the gastric nodule. Commonly need referral to care for further evaluation with EUS of these areas. Next line. We'll follow up with repeat colonoscopy in the next several weeks, given the poor prep, the amount of polyps noted, and the incomplete colonoscopy. Next line, follow-up in office as previously scheduled. Next line, we'll need 2-day prep for the next procedure.